This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's great to have on the program with me today a young lady that has been on a couple of times when we first started on the air BPN Radio way back 2014. It seemed like a long time ago, but it's good to have Christy Ahart today. And she was one of my very first guests, and her husband Doug are friends of ours and great supporters of BPNRadio.com. And we're going to talk today to Christy about Sutton's miracle. Welcome back to BPNRadio.com, Christy.
Well, good morning, Dale. Thank you for having me on again.
Oh, thank you for helping us pioneer, being one of our very first guests. And here you are back. And when you were here last time, you were talking about your baby Sutton and the Sutton's miracle and how God answered prayer. And maybe you could rehearse that story with us today, and then I'm going to let you pray for some people that really need a miracle. So, Christy, welcome back. It's good to have you on the program and another Austinite on the broadcast today.
Yes, I'm actually not an original Texan. I'm from Oklahoma originally, I got here as fast as I could.
I know. So. I got here a little bit late, but... we certainly have roots. Although the situation is that you turned orange after you got here, and I'm still crimson.
I did. I actually my orange runs blood. Both of my parents are from this area, so we grew up knowing that our horns always pointed up to Jesus. That was the deal. So.
and your husband Doug, he's a graduate of UT, and of course your father-in-law Wayne, a friend of mine. I mean, there's no other route you can go. Tell us about Sutton's miracle.
Well, as I was sitting down this morning, just kind of recounting all of the miracles, really, that surrounded his birth and delivery and his life right now, it's just really amazing to see God's hand on the entire process. And back in 2013 in the fall, late summer, I just had such a desire to have another baby. And we had three children. We had two boys and then a little girl. And we were perfectly content with our family, but I just had such a strong desire to have that fourth child. And but was really struggling with depression and the type of depression for a lot of women that, you know, comes with your hormones and things like that, that have really been just asking God to heal me and begging for a healing, because I needed to get off of medication, obviously, if I was going to consider conceiving another child. And spoke with a gentleman at church who has that gift of discernment, but has spoken a lot of amazing words into our life. And he told me, he said, look, here's the deal, is that you absolutely have to believe that God is going to heal you. You cannot doubt. And so that very night at church, our pastor, pardon me, spoke on depression and how that is not the will of God for his children to live under that. And so I came home and I told my husband, I said, I believe that he is going to heal me, and we need to move forward with pursuing having a fourth child. And at the time, I was 37 years old, and so kind of a little older for childbearing years. So I kind of looked at that as miracle number one, that I was able to get pregnant very easily without any complication. And I'd had three pregnancies before, and everything had gone well. So it was quite a miracle that at that age, that we didn't, it didn't take any time. So that's kind of how I counted it as miracle number one surrounding Sutton, pregnant at 37 without complication. And then unexpectedly, at 30 weeks and 5 days, my water unexpectedly broke, and I went into preterm labor with him. And not knowing what that was going to look like for us, he was very early, 2.5 months early, 10 weeks, basically. So we get to the hospital, and they basically tell us that either I'm having this baby tonight, or I'm going to sit in the hospital for 6 weeks until he is further along and safely can be delivered. Well, neither one of those sounded appealing to me. I just wanted to go home and get back in my bed where I had been.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was hospitalized for several days, and the doctor that I had, who is a very dear, great friend of ours and an amazing intelligent doctor, is he's not a Christ follower, but we had some great opportunities while my time during the while I was sitting in the hospital to just really talk about the Lord and our relationship. And
you got some company. It's okay.
Yeah, we have a couple of interruptions here. He had a feeling after about day 5 when I was sitting in the hospital. He said, I have this gestalt, this gut feeling that we need to go ahead and get this baby out. And so there I was thinking, oh my goodness, I've been sitting here 5 days and now he's telling me it's time. And so I consider that miracle number two, that the Holy Spirit directed him to, you know, to go ahead and do a C-section and deliver Sutton the day that he did. And what they came to find out during the C-section was that we were both minutes away from potentially losing the baby and possibly me dying as well due to a uterine abruption. So God used my doctor, through the prayer that we continued to have in the hospital, that God would protect the baby, God would protect me, and give our doctor that wisdom, and he did. So that was miracle number two surrounding Sutton. And then prior to that happening, as I sat in the hospital and I was by myself and in solitude, I was doing a lot of prayer and journaling, and just, you know, it was just such a time of concern, but the whole time I knew God was with me. I knew he was protecting us. I knew there had to have been a reason that he just plucked me out of my comfy little life and put me into this stressful situation with this pregnancy and with this baby. And as I was journaling, I said, and praying one morning, I just said, Lord, I need you to do a 2-week miracle in 2 days. I know that's asking a lot, mm-hmm. but if we could just get this baby 2 weeks further down the road than he was before he was born, we knew there were going to be fewer complications and less time in the NICU, because how they basically estimate how long your baby is going to be there is based on how many weeks early they are. So if mm-hmm. he was 10 weeks early, 9 weeks early, he was going to be there. Mm-hmm. So they don't even tell you they're going to go home until their due date. So he was born on February the 4th and was not technically due until April the 7th. So we were looking at just a very long, drawn-out hospital stay with him and not knowing if there were going to be any complications or anything like that. And during that time as well, we were seeking prayers from so many friends and mentors. And Dale, you even spoke a word to my husband during that time, saying that he was going to be a man ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we held on to that, just asking for the miracle, you know, God to do a work in him, to make his body develop and grow quicker maybe than it would have normally, and for him to intervene in that situation. And then we held on to you saying he's going to be a man ahead of his time, meaning he is going to do things sooner than expected.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, that happened. So I was just looking back at my journal, and I want to say it was about 20 days after he was born, so that would have been on February 24th. They kept questioning his due date, and they kept saying, "Are you sure? Are you sure about his due date?" And because every milestone that he was hitting it about 2 weeks early. And it hit me. I said, "Oh my gosh, he did it. He answered my prayer, and he's performed a miracle in this baby." So whether it came to eating or breathing on his own or being able to hold his temperature, all of those milestones that, that preemies have to hit in the new, in the NICU before they're able to go home, he was hitting them about 2 weeks before he was expected to. So that was, you know, just to see God's hand on that and know he was hearing my prayers. And I was completely vulnerable. It was completely out of my hands. All I could do was show up and feed him and take care of myself the best that I could, because his growth in that hospital was out of my hands. So the things that I learned through that process are, number one, that I am not in control. Mm-hmm. I am, he holds me in the palm of his hand. And so just getting to that place of just complete submission and knowing that he is God and I am not. And everything happens in our life for a purpose and for a reason, be it good or bad. And that's oftentimes very hard to accept. But I knew there had to be a purpose in why these events were happening in our life and with our family. And the second thing I learned through that process was that he is faithful and that God can be trusted.
Yes.
And even in the midst of a storm, even in the midst of trial, that, you know, he has promised to never leave us or forsake us. And I know that now to be mm-hmm. a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the songs that came out during that time is called Oceans, and I believe Hillsong produced that song. And one of the lines in it says, "You've never failed and you won't stop now." And I held on to that. I knew he would never fail me. He hadn't failed me yet, even when I didn't get the answer I wanted sometimes in life, but I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt he was not going to turn his back on me. And there's another line that says, "Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders." And I had to fully trust him. I was vulnerable, and I was on my knees, and I had nowhere else to turn. And it was 100% to him. And I, you know, made that choice in a minute. I could have been mad. I could have been disappointed. I could have been angry. But I didn't want to go that route, because I did need him to work miracles, and I needed him to be right by my side so that I could endure the struggle and get through. And so in the end, the bottom line is, he is still a miracle-working God. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So the miracles that Jesus performed in the Bible, the things that we saw the Lord do through others in the Old Testament, he is still a miracle-working God. And I think as Americans, we lack that faith a lot of times to believe that he can move mountains, that he can part the waters, he can raise the dead. And I just dove in, and I love the analogy of, you know, being in the waves and in the water, and that he can still that and carry us through. So that is my story. I don't know if that was quicker than you would wanted me to say it, but Sutton is 4 years old now. He's doing amazing. He completely caught up. He's had no secondary difficulties or side effects from being premature. He has actually been my healthiest child.
Wow.
I think he was 3 years old before he ever had to get on an antibiotic. And so it was just neat. He kind of over-delivered, you know, where here you've got these preemies that oftentimes are very sickly, and he hasn't been. So we just believed that that was the hand of God continuing to be on him.
Yeah, a young man ahead of his time. I love your story, Christy. I wanted you to come back and tell that story, and to let people know that You know, my pastor has often said there's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And so when everything is, the sun is shining bright, everything is okay, you know, we might not think much about having a special need for God, although we do need him every day. But it's during these times of crises, you know, when the baby's at risk, the mother's at risk, it's these times of crises that we can reach out to him and know that he is there. He is really there. And so I know that this is an encouraging testimony for those people today, on this very day, this last day of February, that may be going through a crisis in their life, a crisis concerning them or their child or their pregnancy, getting pregnant. Whatever it may be, your words are very encouraging to know that we can trust God. We do trust him. And so, Christy, thank you for your story. It's a very encouraging story. I'm going to play some worship music. I want you to pray for people today that are going through a crisis. Something is happening in their life. They need a miracle, because I don't believe that God is short on miracles. And I know that you had a miracle. Sutton is a miracle baby. And there may be other people that need a miracle today. Maybe they would love to have a baby. I know that Gene and I have a spiritual grandson and granddaughter that, you know, they've been trying to have a baby for a long time. And so I believe there's people that may want to get pregnant. They may be having difficulty during their pregnancy, or it may have nothing to do with their pregnancy or praying for a baby. It may be some crises that they're in today. And we're on bpnradio.com every day because we believe in the power of prayer. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity just to pray for those in crises, those who need a miracle, however the Holy Spirit may lead you, Christy.
Okay. And thank you again, Dale, for inviting me on today. I'm so proud to be able to tell that story, and I know that there are people who have gone through similar things and have not come out with as you know, good of outcome as I have with a child and that's healthy and whole. But, you know, I would. Let's just pray right now.
Yes.
Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord, I ask that you would touch those today that are struggling, Father, with that desire in their heart to conceive and have a baby. Lord, in Psalms 139, you talk about how you know our innermost parts and how you wove us together so uniquely and wonderfully before our mothers ever knew us. And Lord, I pray that those women and those mothers and fathers-to-be who are longing for a child, Lord, that you would give them that confidence and that they could trust you.
Yes.
And that they would know your timing is perfect, that you have picked out the exact child for them to rear on loan, that you know exactly who needs to be the parent of an individual child, whether it be through natural birth, through adoption, mm-hmm. or through foster care. Lord, I just pray that doors would open for people who are waiting for that, and that their faith would be strengthened through seeing you work out details and work out obstacles that others have told them, it's over, it's a done deal, don't even think about it. God, that they would put their foot down and say, nope, you don't know my God. I know a God who can work an amazing miracle in my body or through an organization to see this through. And Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with crisis, those who are struggling with death or unexpected loss, Lord, that you would just give them a peace that passes all understanding, and that you would calm that stormy sea and just let them know this will not last forever, that sorrow may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and you're by our side in that sorrow, and you're by our side in that joy, and that you can be trusted, that you love us. You desire more than anything for your children to know that they are loved and that you want a relationship with them. And in the book of Jeremiah, you talk about that you've got plans for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, Jesus. And let us just cling to that today, to know that you are a good God despite circumstances, and that you are a God of miracles. You are a God of wonders, and yes, that there should be no doubt in anybody's mind when we see these things come to pass that it 100% came from you. Right. I just pray peace in our country today. I pray that others could turn and love one another and that people could see you, Jesus, through them. Let us be your light. Let us be your hands and feet to help heal the situations that are happening right now in our country, Lord. We need to turn to you and not to our government to heal the issues that are going on right now. We need more of Jesus in this country and all over this world, and less of ourselves, less of our humanness. Lord, if you could just let your light shine and just fill us with your spirit and let your spirit guide us in love and in wisdom, then we could heal so many of the issues that are going on right now. And I thank you, Lord, for Dale and his sweet wife and for the whole Gentry family and for their ministry and their hard work, Lord, to bring the good news of salvation to those who are lost and are searching. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus, amen.
What a wonderful prayer, Christy. Thank you, Christy A. Hart, for being on. I'm going to play your song right now. Here's Oceans. God bless you, Christy.
Abounds in deepest waters, your sovereign. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Okay, there you have Hillsong United. That's a great song, Oceans. And, wow, what an encouraging song, and what a wonderful story and testimony shared by Christy Ahart. Thank you very much, Christy, for being on.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you. their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
The Word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience. In the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit. Blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose. So into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber, Spirit, speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long for. But bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber, be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long for.
This is the day that you have. confess them, Lord. Oh, my soul.
understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song, give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain, with it you are pulling me closer and pulling me into your ways. Now around every corner and up every mountain, I'm not looking for crowns or the water from fountains. I'm desperate in seeking.
You're gonna be worth it all.